March 10. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord, Romans 12:19. The third stone we can see in 1 Samuel 24:1-8. The Lord had brought David to En-Gedi. Saul had become David's deadly enemy and was hunting him to kill him. While Saul was camped in En-Gedi, one day David came very close to Saul, and if he had so desired he could easily have smitten him and killed him. On yet another occasion when Saul and his company were fast asleep, David could have killed Saul without any difficulty. On both occasions David withheld his hand from smiting Saul, saying, he would not touch Saul, for he was the Lord's anointed. God does not want us to use violence against our enemies, nor will he allow us to use earthly weapons. On the other hand, God wants us to love those who falsely accuse us. When men try to kill us, we should pray for their salvation. So the third stone which God gave to David was this, that he should not trust any earthly weapon for his protection but put his faith in God that he will protect him, and not allow any weapon of the enemy to prosper against him. Many years ago a friend of mine came to see me. He showed me a letter which some man had written against me. My friend said to me, Brother, please give me power of attorney, and I will go to court against this man, I will bear all the expenses. How dare he write such filthy things against you? I replied, I believe in Isaiah 54:17, which says that God will not allow any weapon to prosper against me. From that time for full 3 months I went on praying for that man who had written the nasty letter. Whenever I met him in the street I would speak to him nicely and kindly. I never let him know that I was aware of what he had done against me so secretly. At the end of 3 months he came to attend one of our meetings. When the meeting was over he came to meet me. He asked me to let him speak to me for 5 minutes. There were tears in his eyes. I said to him, Before you say anything, I want to say that I have already forgiven you. He was taken aback and said, How do you know what I have to say to you? I told him I had known it for 3 months, but I had already forgiven him and had been praying for him. After that he became a dear friend to me. We must learn not to use worldly weapons against our enemies. God's word tells us that we will be hated and despised and persecuted for the gospel's sake. We have to be prepared for the worst. But at the same time we are assured that God will work for us. Just as in due time God smote Saul, he will also defeat all our enemies and supply us all our needs, without using any underhand methods, without giving bribes, you will be able to get victory in every matter, whether it be promotion in your office or admission of your children into schools and colleges.